This is The Agenda from News Radio 560, KPQ, and KPQ.com, where topics of local concern are open for discussion.
Well, let's get to the program. Today we welcome back Don Messick here about every month to take a look at our job figures. And again, the regional labor economist for our region for employment security. And Don, welcome back to the program. Is our microphone? Oh no, that's not the right one. No, that's let me do a little housekeeping here. We've got it behind the monitor there. There you go.
Oh, that works better.
That's the one.
How's this?
I had that one hidden today.
Okay.
See, it's all magic puns.
It's
here,
magic.
As best we can do. I was mentioning this morning that you had shared with me there is some encouraging news or some improving news on the manufacturing sector.
Yes,
that would be welcome news here.
It is. I think as usual, most of our indicators are a mix of good and bad news, Dave. But I think the manufacturing sector is turning out to be a bright spot in the local economy. And I think that when I look at our employment estimates, that we've noticed that the number of manufacturing jobs in the two-county MSA, Wenatchee MSA, Chelan-Douglas counties, has increased year over year for the past 11 months. And now I won't say it's a flood of jobs, but we're seeing an upturn. We saw about 200 more jobs in the two-county area this July than we did in July 2018. That's a trend that's been going on with up 100, up 200 for the last 11 months.
What qualifies in the manufacturing
sector? It's a fairly diverse industry, and it's everything from food processing to beverage manufacturing, lumber and wood products, fabricated metals, plastics and rubber products. There's a lot of other niche industries in manufacturing. And, of course, statewide, the big one is aerospace, manufacturing, transportation equipment. But interesting thing, when I went back through and looked at our data from last year, see, unfortunately, when we get estimates, Dave, we do not get estimates broken out by Chelan and Douglas counties. Historically, however, we can break out those data. I went back and did a 10-year analysis on manufacturing in Chelan County and in Douglas County. The source is our QCEW data, and it was pretty clear that most of the growth in the last 10 years has been in Douglas County. And, in fact, I won't say it's, we're not talking thousands of jobs, but we did have about, 240, 260 jobs in Douglas County in 2008, and we're up to 564 now. So the takeaway is that manufacturing in Chelan County has been virtually stagnant over that period. In fact, they've lost a few jobs. No surprise to most residents here because of the idling of the Alcoa facility and the downturn in primary metals. The growth has been on the other side of the river. It's been in Douglas County, and we've got over, when I actually crunch the numbers, about 130% growth in manufacturing over 10 years. So the gains have been coming in 10s and 20s. But they've been coming fairly steadily. So it's good news. The bottom line is, in aggregate, how is the two-county area doing? We're adding jobs. We're up about 200 manufacturing jobs. Of course, we round to 100, too. The Bureau of Labor Statistics mandates we round to 100. Some growth in that sector. I won't say it's a booming sector in terms of we're not seeing hundreds or thousands of jobs, but we are seeing some growth, and we have been seeing that for really about the last 10 years, especially in Douglas County.
So what you're talking about is an increasing number of jobs. Have we recovered to the number of where we were at, considering the lost jobs from the Alcoa idling?
I'd have to go back and look at the two-county area, and I've got those data. But I can say that we haven't in Chelan County. Douglas County, of course, was not affected by that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think in aggregate, when I look at because that loss was so severe, we're probably doing a little better than breaking even. I do know for the last 11 months, we've seen gains of 100 to 200 just about every month.
So, of course, many of those folks have gone into other fields, whether it may or may not be manufacturing. They've gone into other service-type industries or other technical-type jobs. But,
yes,
so,
interesting. That's true, Dave.
Well, you'd put that as a little bit of a tidbit as kind of your confirmation. Hey, I'll see you later today. When I think of manufacturing, I think of making some sort of hard, durable good or something like that. So that's encouraging news. You know, we're getting our diamond foundry operation here. We're getting the folks out at the Cashmere Mill property site that will be providing a number of different types of jobs. We've got folks making cider products and the distillery out there. In fact, they're going to have the governor on Monday here. To do the ribbon cutting and dedication ceremony on that property out there. So, like you say, it's a job additions of tens and twenties here, that
right.
sort of thing. It all adds up. We'll take it. Let's talk about the job numbers. Now, there's one way of looking at the charts that you provide, and as I look, the unemployment for the Wenatchee MSA. 4.3% in June, 4% unemployment in July, but you always like to look at it, but what was it the same month a year before?
Correct.
And that's how you look at it, and so we've got really kind of a trend from dating back to December through July, the unemployment compared to that same month a year before, 10 months in a row is higher for a 10 consecutive month period. Do you think is contributing to that?
We've gotten some revised data in. It's actually been creeping upward now for 8 months since December of last year.
Can't count. You're the guy that can count. But yeah, October
we revise the data so frequently. that's the downside. Our unemployment rate, and I think you said it well, Dave, it's really creeping up. It's not shooting upwards. But we have to remember last year was a historic low for our unemployment rate here in the two-county area. We had a unemployment rate last year of 4.8%, and that's the lowest rate we've had in recent recorded history in terms of the unemployment rates for the Wenatchee MSA. So when you're down that low, sooner or later, you have to start coming up.
Would you call it more of a normalization?
I would say so. It's not, that's one of the things people are looking for, obviously, with county, state, national, you know, is there going to be a recession? How severe? Obviously, I don't know that. Even at the state level, they've got a lot of people smarter than I trying to figure that out. It's not here yet. All we can say is that the state economy still continues to do reasonably well with job growth rates generally around 2.5%. It's true, last month the unemployment rate creeped upward statewide 0.2 points. Between the Julys of 18 and 19. So I guess the good news is that our rates are, well, bad news first. The rates are creeping upward. They've been creeping upward here in the two-county area, Dave, for 8 months. The labor force, however, is still growing. And what's really pushing the rate up is not that the labor force is falling and people are staying out. It's that the number of unemployed is rising at a faster clip than – it's growing at a faster clip than the labor force is expanding. So we've got that. Also statewide, the labor force continues to expand. So it's like most indicators, a mix of good and bad news. The short story is the rate rising, yes. Is the rate probably going to be higher this year than last? Probably. It's a mix of good and bad news.
So you create more jobs. You don't necessarily have folks that can fill them. Is this sometimes a case of people don't have the right kind of training or background or education?
You know, it's a mix, and of course the folks in our WorkSource offices are really experts at that. They do a lot of job placement. And our end is primarily as economists is to we calculate the data, we analyze the data, we calculate the unemployment rates, the employment figures, and we do basic and preliminary analyses on those data. But I think that when I look at the Wenatchee MSA, I see an economy that's slowing a bit. For example, when I look at our non-farm growth, our total non-farm growth has been slowing now compared with the state, a little slower than the state, for I believe about the last 10 months. So what's the good news? We're growing. We're adding jobs. We're just not growing at the rate of the state. Most recently, our non-farm growth was 1.9% between the Julys of 18 and 19. What was the state? 2.5%.
By the way, that 1.9% your stats show, that's 900 jobs through basically the first half of this year.
Yes.
How do we get the word out? We've got jobs.
I think many employers are actually having a tough time finding the qualified people to fill their openings. It varies a lot on the industry. It varies a lot on the skill sets involved. But it's just kind of an interesting when you study the dynamics of the labor force. I will say this. Last year, our two-county area was actually humming along and growing at a faster clip than the state. We grew at 2.9% last year, Dave, non-farm growth. The state was around 2.5, so we actually surpassed the state by a modest amount in terms of job growth. But what I have seen now, we look at the last 10 months with non-farm growth, we have been slowing, and we're still adding jobs. We're just not growing quite at the pace of the state. So, but there are industries, many industries here that are faring reasonably well. Manufacturing, we discussed earlier, is starting to pick up. And by the way, I think in aggregate, if we look back over the last several years, we'll find there hasn't been a tremendous increase in the Wenatchee MSA. I was just saying earlier that most of the growth has been on the Douglas County side. But nevertheless, recently, in the last several months, manufacturing is doing well. Construction is still adding jobs. And really, you go back the last few years, I would say, construction's been adding jobs. The only downturn we had, really, year over year, was between February and March with the brutal winter weather we had. It pushed our numbers down a little in February and March of this year, below February and March of 2018. So, but construction, manufacturing, health services, there's been several industries that have been faring quite well here. Most recently, we've got a 900 job growth in total non-farm, about a 200 job over the year growth in manufacturing, 100 jobs in construction. We've got about 100 more jobs in health services. State government, we had a little bit of anomaly. We got a sudden 300 job upturn. That's really, I think, what's happened between the Julys of this year and last year. We have a category in there with university or college employment. Normally, interns and non-teaching staff are laid off in June. Numbers drop in July. If they're kept on the payroll an extra month, which I think happened this year, it makes July this year look very strong compared to July last year. A timing difference, an anomaly. So to recap, I'd say that most of our industries are looking reasonably well, including even though leisure and hospitality is down 100 this year, this July, it's not a trend. Our leisure and hospitality has been doing well. One industry that does concern me, however, is retail.
Yeah, I wanted to ask about that as we kind of finish up here, because we want to hear how our retailers are doing. We're going to be heading towards a holiday season, and they may pick up their hiring there, but they face that specter of online retail shopping. So, how our retailers, our brick-and-mortar folks here doing?
Our estimates indicate the last 3 months we've been losing jobs in the two-county area in retail in aggregate. It's not a precipitous decline. Well, we're down about 200 jobs this July versus in July 2018, from 6,500 down to 6,300. But, you know, that's a trend I'm seeing in several counties I serve here in central Washington. The brick-and-mortar is starting to feel the pinch. what industry in retail has been doing well? Well, it's been primarily this other retail trade category. At the state level, for example, this July, we had all the growth, virtually all the growth statewide has been in this other retail trade category. Well, what other retail trade subsectors have not been faring well? One of them that's been taking hits, general merchandise stores are actually down about 2,400 statewide. Clothing stores have been feeling the pinch. Auto dealerships, actually this most recent trend, down a few jobs. So where's the growth been statewide? It's been in the other retail trade category primarily. And many of the other retail subsectors, hardware stores, auto dealerships, general merchandise stores especially, and so on, have been feeling the pinch.
Well, Don Messick is here every single month to run down the numbers, crunch the numbers for us, and at least diagnose some of the what the numbers mean here for our local economy in Chelan and Douglas County. And so we appreciate the update again. We'll see you in about 4 to 6 weeks.
Yes.
And take a look at how August is faring, particularly compared to a year ago. We appreciate the update, Don.
Well, I always appreciate you asking. It helps me get my head out of a computer and talk to some real people. So thank you.
You're doing fine. Your glasses are real thin.
Yeah, they are.
So that's good. So you're doing fine.
But they're getting a little thicker, my friend, as I get older.
Thanks. Keep up your sense of humor. We appreciate it. Regional labor economist Don Messick joining us on the agenda.